Weekly Dose of Fat for Friday, February 13th, 2015, show number 43.
Transplanted soundstage used to fake the Apollo moon landings here in Milwaukee's own River West neighborhood. It's the Weekly Dose of Fat with your hosts, Sven and Gomez.
That's right, folks. We are Gomezless in the studio this week because he's winging his way back from Alaska. But first, he'll be making a stop at the Fat Bike Nationals on the way home. Fortunately, we've got JK Livin here in the studio to give us a hand and sit-in guest Tony Berger. Welcome, guys.
Good evening.
Hi.
This show is sponsored by the Surly Insulating Sheath. It's a koozie, tall boy sized. It sheaths things in insulation. Need we tell you more? Check them out at surlybikes.com.
Those are pretty sweet things, by the way.
I like them a lot. It is constantly in bag and in right? use.
So, what's on the show this week, JK?
Oh, the things you'll see, or hear, in this case, on this HAR wireless teleplay. We have reached the 18,000 likes on the Facebook. Beer? Dango. We have beers and a couple of beards. Gomez checks in from Alaska. We talk to Sean Coffey from Richie. We announce the winner of the Megalith from State Bicycle Company. Ding a ding. And links from far and wide.
Right on. So we have a third actual beard in the room today on the old Beard Report Day. T. Berger sporting a Brett Favre inspired, closely shaven hewn beard thing that he's got going on there. What do you like to call your beard, Tony?
Anything but Brett Favre. As the temperature drops and I continue to commute, it's the beard that adds that little extra comfort.
Right, when you have the face mask on, it just puts that little insulating layer in between.
It's kind of like Velcro, too. It kind of holds to it well, then.
Right on. Beards are good. JK.
Yeah, my coworker at he's from Sweden, and apparently a friend of his posted a picture that he met Benny Andersson from ABBA, which
That's not one of the girls, right?
No, thank you.
Bearded girls. We haven't had any on the show yet.
I'm like, yes. He is mentioning, yes, you look like the guy from ABBA. And I'm like, I don't even know where to go with that.
Well, who doesn't love ABBA, though? I don't know. In some way, shape, or form.
Some kitschy late 90s.
I have no idea who he's referring to you as.
It was the only thing.
Well, it's spelled in a Swedish way with a couple of S's. And so maybe it's real Swede.
Oh, yeah.
So I actually had a beard thought. We should have a contest, an ice beard contest. What do you think? Should we make it like a real contest?
Yeah. Yes, we should.
I think it's contests a good idea. It just kind of came to me after a ride at Grant Park last week that was cold and ice beardy. So we're going to come up with some prizes. I don't know what those are yet, but they'll probably be good. And ice beards will be judged. So, you know, ride in the cold, ice up your beard, send us some pics. There'll be a link in the show notes. Just send it to Sven at fatbike.com. And you can start now. I'll give you details next week on what the actual contest is.
Carve your own line.
Start growing today.
Yeah.
And speaking of beards, we are roughly 1 month away from the Uptowners' third annual beard competition here in ye old River West on March 15th.
So who was the dude you were talking to that was doing like the documentary on beard growing with the cameras and had all the different contests. There's like eight different categories for beards and such.
Yeah, it was this guy Ken that he worked on in American Movie with Mark Borchert and Colvin.
Sean Colvin? And she's good. I like
Colvin. Mike Shank.
Yeah.
I saw him at the theater one day.
I think beard contests are a good thing.
On the trail.
And I must say, your beard is contest worthy.
I totally agree.
I want to get on the podium this year. I've gone 2 years where I've sniffed dangerously close to the podium, and then all of a sudden there's like a ringer that comes in through the front door
right, and tackles goes,
ha ha, I win. What? I got knocked off.
Well, man, that's why it's nice. Just like the Fat Bike Nationals, there are a lot of categories.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so your chance of winning a Stars and Stripes jersey may not be that good at the Fat Bike Nationals, but your beard chances are pretty good.
Or if somebody just goes in there like completely clean shaven and see if they have a DFL
for a beard contest. Hey, DFL and a beard contest.
Because I know I can do those.
Yeah.
I can handle the
there's
DFL.
Not even a neck hair to be seen. I think we're on to beer.
Beers. Beer. Beers.
We bantered way too long without a beer. I think it's time for a beer stop.
Beer stop. Beer. Top of the hill.
What's our beer of the day today?
It's a Capital Brewery or Brewery. Capital Brewery. I can't say that word for some damn reason.
Brewery.
God, it was hurting
me. This 15 millimeter end of the Paul thing is not
It's a twist off beer. For starters, which saves everyone time.
Ah. Oh, yeah, that probably.
I just like using my custom Paul component engineering.
Go ahead, rub it in. Make me jealous.
Mike, do you have one?
Yes.
I have one. Tony?
I do not.
Well, you're next on the list. If one ever shows up here again. I could give you a cheesy. No, never mind. No,
it's Paul or nothing.
Speaking of cheesy, how about these beer Das Bierenstein things?
If this was video radio, this would be cool.
Maybe we should have pictures. We'll have a picture of this.
We should have pictures of this.
Our fluffer beer was PBR, so it's in a thing that looks like a stein that you put your can in. And I didn't really think it was good for anything except novelty, but Tony came up with something interesting for the use.
It keeps the bees out, said summer beer drinking time.
Yeah, I think during the RW24 when you're...
during the River West 24, I think this would be an awesome way to make certain that you could not only drink while riding and keep the beer out, the bees out, but while you're waiting for your next lap.
Nice. This is a Think Geek thing. I don't know if they have them anymore, but somebody had a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
So we have Capital Breweries.
U.S. Pale Ale.
I'm going to give it a swallow.
It's an American Pale Ale.
I don't expect a lot from our nation's capital, but I'm going to give it a go.
It did give a 77 on the Beer Advocate. Which listed at okay out of 140, so it's not really.
Get over there and click
on it if you like.
It's not super.
I can see that rating.
It's not that flavor.
It's not hoppy.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a pale ale. It should have a little bit of hop to it. It's more of an amber to me, taste wise.
It's not bad, and it seems.
I'm not gonna throw it away.
Kind of quaffable with the 4.9% ABV. You could put back almost as many of these as a PBR.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a little bit different flavor.
So 77 is only an okie dokie.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's bad.
No.
I think it's if you don't like hops, I think you might like this beer.
Yeah.
I would put it just a level above like a Miller High Life.
I'd give it a little higher than that, but a little higher.
I don't even know what High Life rates.
It's at least
on the old
a
beer
Schlitz
advocate.
Level.
Yeah, Schlitz is like one of the top 10 crappiest beers on Beer Advocate, and I don't even know how that's possible.
And it's expensive. When you compare it to any other cheap beer, it's not cheap.
Like Milwaukee's Best is cheap.
Yeah, even a tall boy of PBR at the right location, River West, is cheap.
True.
It's when you compare it.
It's the hipster go-to cheap beer at your local uptowner bar.
Mm-hmm. The shit's got a 68, which listed at poor.
So just between 68 and 77, what about when you get like a 20? That's got to be like...
Greenbelt?
Greenbelt was awesome.
Yeah. I love Greenbelt.
All right. So we'll be back with our special guest, Sean Coffee from Richie, right after this.
When it comes to fat bikes, Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois has you covered. They stock fatties from Surly, Salsa, 907, Borealis, and Trek, as well as everything from 45 North. The staff is friendly, the mechanics are top-notch, and they stock the largest selection of fat bikes in the Chicago, Milwaukee area. There's a mountain bike park and some great beach riding in Zion. So come, make a day of it. Call 847-746-2200 or visit zioncyclery.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the radio program, folks. We've got Sean Coffey from Richie Design on the line, and we're going to talk about the Commando Fat Bike. Welcome to the radio program, Sean.
Thanks very much, Greg. Great to be here.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be exciting working with Tom. I kind of just did a little bit of internet dabbling and checking out what you've done before, and you've got some pretty impressive credentials from a reporting marketing side, but getting on with the team with Tom, how's that been?
Tom Ritchie's a pretty fascinating guy to work around. I mean, when I was in high school and I first started mountain biking, I would scribble Ritchie on my binders, and to actually work with the guy himself is there's still moments where I shake my head and can't believe that, you know, he and I sit around and talk about product and try and figure out, you know, what he wants to do next and what sort of changes he'd like to make in a product. It's wonderful. He's a really sharp guy, fantastic bike rider, and it's great. Every day is a lot of fun with him.
Yeah, it's got to be great working with somebody that's not only, you know, been around as long as Tom and but has the experience of actually riding bikes and being a very accomplished rider himself. You guys brought back the Commando name from one of the very early Richie bikes to brand your fat bike with. How did that come about?
Well, we have a number of mountain bikes in our heritage, of course, being, you know, really the beginning company for mountain bikes. And the Commando was a special bike that was made. Tom would get these guys that would kind of wander down from the hills in Northern California in the Marin area. And they were interesting individuals who were looking for a Richie mountain bike, but they wanted something that had a full complement of racks and mounts and was really designed a little bit less for performance type mountain biking at the time and a little bit more of a go anywhere dry creek bed bike that was also subtle in terms of how the branding and paint was. They wanted something that was wouldn't be seen by anybody. So if they were someplace up in the hills, maybe doing something that they weren't supposed to be doing, that this bike would be allow them to travel a little bit more under the radar. And some of these guys were rumored to be potentially in the illicit agriculture business. So that's how the Commando was born. The bike was originally a fade camo paint job, and all the components were as black as we could make them.
Very
cool. The bike was definitely designed to be this fun, go-anywhere, purpose-built machine that didn't necessarily need a trail. And when we brought out the Commando 2, which is just called the Commando, I guess, but the fat bike version of the Commando, that spirit is what we think of when we think of fat bikes. We think of this bike that's not necessarily about racing. It's about finding trails where you find them instead of where they lay.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was at the Handbuilt Bike Show last year when we actually saw the prototype that Tom had put together himself. And then at Interbike, we saw some prototypes of the actual production one. And now you're actually ready in to get the production version out there in the world. What actually makes a Richie frame like better or different than other bikes out there?
That's a great question. And it's something that we struggle to tell that story as often as we can. One of the things, obviously, you guys know that there's a number of other nice steel fat bikes out there. And what makes our bike particularly unique is Tom's work with steel. There's really nobody else in the bike industry right now that has more experience developing steel tube sets, working with butting profiles, working with tube tapers. I mean, Tom was in Asia working with Tongay and working with tubing manufacturers, really developing advances in butted tubing, which is now ubiquitous in the industry. So when he looks at a frame like the Commando or any of the Richie frames, every tube detail, where the chain ring dent is, how much this tapers at this butting profile close to the tube joint, every millimeter is looked over with his sharp eye. And I mean, he makes the most minute changes that somebody like me that's been around steel frames his whole life, I don't even see what he's doing or why he's doing it, but he just knows and understands things about steel, which few people do. So the Commando is not just a steel fat bike. It's a Richie in the sense that it's got some of the most carefully considered details a steel frame can really have. And then the other element of all of our newer steel bikes is that it has our proprietary forged and machined head tube with integrated bearings. And that allows us to do a couple of things. It usually saves about between 80 and 90 grams with a standard 1 1/8 inch head tube. And it also allows for the miters of the top tube and down tube to be expanded upwards and downwards closer to the edge and triangulate the main triangle that much more so, which adds strength, which means you can use lighter tubing in the main triangle and just dial the ride in that much more.
Yeah, he's always been good at really making a steel bike feel like it's part of your ride, you know. So the Commando's coming out, and you guys are headed to the Fat Bike Nationals next week. What can we expect from Richie Commandos at the Fat Bike Nats?
Well, we're excited to see fat bike racing take off. I mean, on one hand, I think fat bikes don't need to be all about racing. I think that's part of what makes the bikes fun is the fact that it's this divergence from racing, and it's a mountain bike that you don't feel like you have to be jumping some huge North Shore gap or doing some XC race. You could just get out and have fun on it. But that said, they're such capable bikes that, you know, why not get a bunch of guys together and see who's the fastest? And what we did for Fat Bike Nationals is we've got a friend of Richie, a guy named Kurt Wolfgang, who's a local road pro that we've known for a long time. And he had a little bit of time on his hands, and he's always racing road or mountain or cross or whatever he can do. And we picked him up and got him a bike and sent him out there to see what Nationals are going to be about. And it was an interesting experience for him because he's a very experienced bike racer, but he hadn't really spent much time on a fat bike before. And when he first looked at the Commando, he thought, you know, well, okay, all right, this thing's probably going to feel weird and everything, but I'm a bike racer, I can handle it. But as soon as he got on the bike and started riding around on it, he was all giggles and really was amazed at, you know, what a fat bike can do. And then, in general, I think the Commando is going to save a little bit of weight over what some of the other guys are going to be out there on. And Kurt's, you know, like I said, he's a Category 1 rider, and I've looked at the start list, and there's some pretty sharp shooters out there. I think Ned Overend's going to be on the start line as well, and Ned Overend's perpetually hard to beat. But, you know, we're hoping Kurt goes out there and has fun and reports back to us on what the experience is like and what the scene's like. And we kind of hope he comes back with a medal.
That'd be great. I don't know if you'd gone back through the archives. We had Ned on the show a little bit while back, and we talked about the first Fat Bike Nationals last year at the Fat Bike Berkey. And Ned admitted he's not a great finisher. He likes to get out there and get in front. So maybe if Kurt has a good kick, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Well, one of the advantages of Ned is they call him the lung, and that race is at altitude. And Kurt's got an age advantage over Ned, but man, it'd be a tough call to bet against Ned Overend in any bike race at altitude, especially.
Absolutely.
We'll see.
So, you know, finally, I'm curious, you know, when people hear the name Richie, what should they think? I mean, what's kind of the takeaway from the Richie vibe?
That's a great question. We ask ourselves that all the time, and we talk to Tom about that. One of the challenges we have as a brand is that we don't necessarily follow a lot of the hype and trends and buzz that's out there. Tom is still at, I think he's 58 this year, riding 10,000 miles a year, and he still prefers to develop product that'll handle the kinds of miles and the kind of abuse that he's putting into it. So we like saving weight. We like making things as high performance as possible. But Richie is really the company that you come to when you want something that's not just high performance, but the kind of reliability that somebody who's really stacking on a lot of hard miles is going to demand. So, you know, we still like using metal in the right places. We still like steel. We know that there's a lot of other great materials out there that make a lot of great bike parts, but, you know, we've still got a lot of guys out there that ride these huge miles and will just wear through quote unquote race parts. And, Tom Richie's always believed that in order to win a race, you've got to finish. And, that's one of the things that Richie's all about.
Right on, man. Yeah. Steel is real for sure. I'm a steel guy too. And I really appreciate that he's taken the time to really understand how to make them, you know, the best bikes they can be. So thanks very much for being on the show. Okay. Really appreciate you taking time out of your day. I know you're probably just about ready to take that ride back home.
Yep. It's about that time.
Going to head down Foothill Boulevard.
Well, thanks very much for having me.
Well, appreciate it again, Sean. We'll look forward to seeing you again at one of the trade shows around the bike industry. Thanks for being on the show.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
What do Heather Best, Kevin Breitenbach, and Jeff Oatley have in common? Well, they're all world record holders and champions of the Iditarod Trail Invitational. And they all chose Becker frame bags and hydration packs for their championship run. Becker gear is custom designed and purpose-built to fit your bike. Fat, skinny, and everything in between, Becker gear is the bag maker of champions.
You're about to get your weekly dose on Fat Bike Radio.
And we're back. How's it going, folks? You know, we have Tony sitting in today. He kind of came by because he's dropping off some parts to put a fat bike back together that just got powder coated. But Tony's a River West resident and fixture. And I thought we would talk a little bit about something that's going on in the neighborhood here. We have a trail called the Artery Trail.
That, yes, we do.
Yeah, we've recently got permission to go ahead and groom up some snow and hold a fat bike race on it, which is super exciting for the neighborhood because this is right in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
This isn't out on some frozen lake somewhere or, you know, really far away. This is a very accessible place, and having a fat bike race in the middle of town is really a cool thing. Just explain a little bit about the trail, Tony, and let us know kind of how that all came to be. And
Sure. The trail is a old railroad tracks that's was an easement for the city and the railroad company to allow the section basically between the River West and the Harambe neighborhoods. It cuts, for anyone that knows the neighborhoods, it basically starts at Richards and cuts itself heading... Ooh, I've had a beer.
That would be northwest.
Thank you. Heading northwest over all the way down, currently all the way down to Capitol with
right.
Potential to expand that further. It's the start of what was a project called Material to build a recycled car tire soil erosion protection bike trail slash walking path from a lot of recycled materials and actually some rather blighted neighborhood objects with all these tires that have been discarded in the neighborhood.
Sure. Yeah. That was a Kickstarter project.
It was a Kickstarter project that I'm happy to say I funded, and it was very successful. And it's actually turned into a really, really nice path for everyone. And hopefully really soon, a really kick-ass bike, fat bike race.
Yeah. It's a community resource that needs to be utilized for mm-hmm. sure. I know it's like 2/3 of a mile long, so there's plenty of length there, and hopefully we'll have a report for you in the future on a fat bike race.
Yes,
that on this fantastic. Particular trail.
Yeah, every time I'm going down Capitol, I'm always reminded. I'm like, that's where I need to get going.
It's a great area to explore. Yeah. It's really cool.
Well, Jim and I really were up there the other day, walking around and or riding around and checking it out after. The Jeep and the snowboarders were back there. I'll tell you this. The snowboard guys did some nice carvy lines. They were solid enough to actually ride where the snowboarders had been.
Did you by chance get the video link?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, okay. We'll throw that link in the show notes.
That was a lot of fun.
You can see what it looks like. It's really cool. I mean, you know, this is obviously unique to Milwaukee, but if you have something like this in your neighborhood, it doesn't take a big, huge area to make something really cool happen. And fat bikes can be part of that. So
absolutely.
Investigate your neighborhood and come up with something cool. So we had a race, too, that Frosty Hog race.
Yes, in Old Cudahy.
That was in a county park, which is a great place, obviously, to have a race, too, right on the lake. But the best part about that race, besides there was, I don't know, 80 people there racing. It was a lot of racers. Yeah. The best part about that race was the Grant Park Beach right after the race. It was sweet last week.
I lost my directionals. And it's like, where are you guys going again? I'm hungry.
I'm not sure the single speed would have been the bike for that adventure.
I don't think
anyway.
So either. That's how I'm, possibly, I'm rationalizing it.
Right, yeah.
That was a good call.
Well, it was actually on that ride that I came up with the ice beard contest idea because it was chilly and there was some huffing and puffing because we were working hard. And the icy beard did make its showing. So, other stuff we've got going on. 45 North recently opened up their groomed single track website. There's already over 40 locations that are around the country that have groomed single tracks specifically for fat bikes. This isn't necessarily a repurposed Nordic or other things like that. This is groomed single track with fat bikes in mind. There's a locate by zip code feature, and there's a mile circle so you can find stuff within 50 miles of where you are or whatever. Check that out. It's at groomsingletrack.com.
Yeah, it's a cool interactive.
I was
playing around with it.
We'll have a link in the show notes so you can check that out. JK, his former Bluetooth speaker took a crap.
So
there's been a concerted effort to come up with a replacement for the Bluetooth speaker. What'd you decide?
My revolving door of like $20 investment to everything. It was like from Goose, New York, and I don't know. It snaps on the bars. And so instead of it being the dangler from the backpack strap, which works out very well because, boom, you're listening. And
it kind of looks like the same. Like I have this link. You'll see it in the show notes. I funded a Kickstarter project that's a bike-oriented thing with lights. It kind of looks like a similar kind of strap on your bar system as that. Should be pretty interesting. I'm kind of excited about these lights. They look like old rally. World Rally Championship lights, or maybe more like Baja lights.
They do look like Baja lights.
Yeah, they are more than Swedish rally. They look more like Baja. JK, you've been sporting the Megalift pretty much lately. We made a slight change to it last week.
Yeah, swapped out the swapped out the tires and
saved how much?
It's like 4 pounds.
Four and a half pounds of weight.
And made a marked difference. And yeah, just been riding around, a lot of urban exploring down to Bayview in the Milwaukee area. A good 10 mile burn here and there. And the other where.
Yep. So yeah, there's still snow on some of the trails.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Thank goodness.
So we can I can still play around at times and kind of the general neglect of the infrastructure of plowing.
It's almost
and whatever.
2 weeks later and they're still pushing snow around. It's pretty amazing. So
it does allow for the, jumping around and having a little urban good times.
Right on.
Even campus is still pretty snow covered.
I want to jump into the fountain. Tear around.
I rode through it a couple of times. Especially on the Blackboro.
Oh, yeah, that's a
great thing. That thing was gnarly through that whole thing. That thing
we're actually going to finally get a report up on that. Tony did a good job writing up his time with the bike. Probably next week, early next week, we'll have that review up on the site. Check it out.
That's a great
bike. We've also got the Fat Bike Berkey coming up. It's less than a month away now, I guess, actually. And fatbike.com and Canva, which is the IMBA chapter up there in Hayward, are sponsoring the after party at the Sawmill Saloon right there in Sealy, which is halfway between Cable and Hayward. So if you're up there for the Fat Bike Berkey, all 750 of you racers and your friends, come by the Sawmill and check out the after party. We're going to have raffle and prizes to benefit Canva's efforts to groom a ton of trails up there. One of the local guys bought a Rokon out of his own money to pull around a Crothers Brothers groomer, but they're looking for more equipment and they really are dedicated to making it a destination like it is in the summer. They've got over 100 miles of mountain bike trails. Check it out if you're at the Fat Bike Berkey.
Before we get to the links, how's about we give that Megalith Fat Bike from State Bicycles away?
Yeah, you know what? We do have a winner. I'm going to call him in just a little bit. So his name is Chris Stewart. Hey, Chris, if you're listening, could be calling you in just a little bit. But you are the winner of the Megalith from State Bicycles. And we'll give you a shout here in just a few minutes.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Jumbo USA builds innovative, technically superior bicycles that are race-ready, ride-driven, and tested to withstand the harshest conditions and tackle the toughest and roughest terrain. Learn more about Jumbo's American-made Ursa and coming soon Ursa Major at JumboUSA.com.
Hello?
Hey, Chris Stewart. It's Greg at Fat Bike Radio. How are you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Hey, congratulations. You are the winner of our state bicycle fat bike giveaway contest. You're winning the state bicycle megalith fat bike.
Awesome.
Congrats, man.
Yeah, man. We've been doing this contest for a long time, and glad we have a winner. How do you feel?
I feel awesome. I can't wait to get it and ride it for sure.
So I'm just looking at your area code. Are you in Idaho, or is that a former residence?
Former residence. I'm actually Park City now, and yeah.
It's with cell phones these days, you can't tell where people actually live anymore. I know that
for
Idaho.
Sure.
I know that Idaho has all of 208, though. That's the whole Idaho thing. So JK here in the studio has been rocking the megalith for a couple of weeks now on the test thing, and it seems like you bike, eh?
Oh yes, yeah, very solid.
I think you're really going to enjoy it. Thanks for playing along, and maybe shoot some shots of it when we get it to you, and let us know how it's going.
In the natural habitat.
For sure. I'll definitely take a photo, put it on Instagram, and tag you guys. And I'm excited to see one of you guys out there at Fat Bike Nationals this weekend. I forget who's going out there, but I'll be racing as well.
Oh, right on. Yeah, actually, Gomez is going to be there. In fact, he just landed on the ground in Salt Lake City and is going to be calling us as soon as he gets off the plane. So he's going to give us a report.
Awesome.
Yeah, he was up in Alaska doing the Homer Big Fat Bike Fest, and he is now just spending some time in the local area there before the big race up in Ogden. You're competing in the Fat Bike Nationals?
I am.
That sounds awesome.
It's going to be sweet. I actually raced the course last weekend in our local series. And, the course is awesome. Big bank turns, some, you know, little whoops. And, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I think we were talking to Rebecca Rush about the course, and there's some climbing in it, so you earn the descent, I understand.
Yeah, so you start off with a pretty good descent, a couple of rollers, and then you make this turn, and the climbing starts. And last weekend, it was 30-mile-an-hour wind sustained and drifting. So it was the steep part of the climb was actually a hike-a-bike.
Wow.
I'd run because the drifts were getting, and every lap we did, it was getting worse. So it was tough.
Cool. Well, maybe we can hook up with you after the event and give us a report from deep inside the race, center of the race.
That'd be fantastic. And hopefully I got a new Stars and Stripes jersey as well.
Yeah, you can sport that on the Megalith Fat Bike.
For sure. I'll send many photos if I have a new jersey. And if you guys need any of my address or any of that stuff?
Yeah, we'll just take care of it through the email. But just good enough to know that Chris is happy to win a fat bike.
Congrats.
Heck yeah.
All right, man.
It's gonna be awesome.
Hey, we'll talk sooner.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Chris. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
This is 45 North pro rider April Morgan. When I ride my hill repeats, I listen to Sven and Gomez on Fat Bike Radio.
And we have some links as well. There's a ton of links this week. I don't even know where to start on all of these links. It's like, there was a really good story about somebody that participated in JP's Backyard Fat Pursuit. That was pretty cool.
I saw a picture of a spinner for the Pugsley Worlds.
Yeah, that's coming up. The Pugsley Worlds are actually the same day as Fat Bike Berkey this year, which means you got to make a choice. I got to cover the Fat Bike Berkey, so I know where I'll be.
But, isn't another racing organization also supposedly having a fat bike race?
Yeah, that's actually coming up next weekend. The USA Cycling Fat Bike National Championship. It'll be interesting to see who wants a rainbow. No, not rainbow. Stars and Stripes. A Stars and Stripes jersey. they have, you know, age groups, and I know that there's going to be a lot of racers there. I think the Fat Bike Berkey is a lot of people having fun. And a couple racers.
I'd rather be there.
Well, we've got a lot to report on racing-wise. So, yeah. Rebecca Rush was in Sports Illustrated or on the website?
Yeah, off their website.
She was on our radio show before she was on Sports Illustrated's website, apparently.
Launching pad here, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, if you folks want to get on Sports Illustrated, really can't promise anything, but obviously somebody made it.
We're star makers.
Yeah, that's right. Like beauty.
Yeah, there's another link of kind of a breakdown of how to effectively transport beer via bicycle. So I found that to be a little.
Well, we have a new entrant in the Cannonstein.
Yeah,
Das Cannonstein is another Cannonstein. Potential beer transporting device.
I find transporting beer in a cargo bike is quite efficient.
Fat cargo bikes.
Fat cargo bikes.
There's only how many now? Three, four in the world? Oh, there's not that many.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that one picture. That was
pretty good. Long John fat bike came out. Yeah, that's getting to a whole nother level.
Right on. Well, we're going to close out the show with taking a few calls, and we're going to probably check in with you next week.
Bye-bye.
Au revoir.
It looks like we have a Gomez. Revoir, let's see who we have here.
My nipples are swelling.
Is it the Gomez? What's up, dudes?
Welcome to the radio program, caller. Who do we have on the line?
Here, the show needs.
What?
Show needs more Gomez.
Morbez?
Morbez? Where's that bell? More Gomez bell.
Carbell? Bell.
Hey, Gomez. How was your flight?
Oh, my God. The first and second flight was not so bad, but the third flight into Salt Lake, hi, caramba, center seat to stoic. It was. I think that I have to limit myself to two flights, one layover. Yeah. Three is too much.
Yeah,
and I'd just like to make a stand against all carry-on baggage.
Unless you can fit it overhead or no?
Just no carry-on baggage. You can carry a wallet, a purse, a hat, your glasses.
A beer.
Yes, a beer. Hey, Tony Berger's here with us today.
Hey, Tony. How's it going, bro?
we've had a couple of fluffer beers and, of course, the beer for the show. So there you go.
All right.
Were you able to imbibe on the plane?
I stopped in L.A. I had a fat, what was it, a fat Scotch Ale by Silver City Brewing.
How was it?
How about that? Is that good too?
Is that Nevada, up in Nevada? Silver City, where is that?
Or maybe it was Seattle.
Same alphabet.
Close enough. It's an S word.
It's all West Coast from here.
It's been a day.
Yes. How was Alaska? Was it worth all the travel hassle to have that big fat Homer Bike Fest action up there in Alaska?
Yeah, Alaska. We successfully completed all missions and had an awesome time. Homer should be a destination city for fat biking, dude.
Absolutely. I mean,
for sure.
Saw a few pictures that you'd posted and made me jealous.
Well, there's always next year.
True that. So just before you called in, we talked to Chris Stewart. He was the winner of the Megalith Fat Bike from State Bicycle Company. And believe it or not, Chris is actually racing in the Fat Bike Nationals, so he's going to be out there in Ogden, where you're headed next. What do you expect to see at the Fat Bike Nationals?
Well, looking at registration, there's like only four pro women registered.
Right on. Sorry. So can you enter that class, or do you actually?
Chris was a dude.
I predate the detachable penis, so I am out of luck. But, you know, it's I'm hoping to see top name mountain bikers competing to win. I know the couple of fast guys from Hip Sport there in Anchorage are coming. James Stahl and Will are coming. So I don't really know what to expect. Is it noisy? It's like a freaking party here.
Yeah, not too bad. Actually, believe it or not, I think we've solved our latency issue with our call-in studio guest, because you're sounding 9x5 or whatever they say when you're doing the old trucker lingo.
9x9?
5x5? 5x5, whatever. Cool.
Alaska was awesome.
Yeah, could it be anything but?
And, you know, I got to see lots of cool peeps, and I'm just always taken aback at the hospitality that I show them when I go to Alaska.
Well, did you see Russia?
Yeah.
Did you see Russia? Excellent. I understand I understand our buddy Adam is going to be out there from Boo Bicycles. I know he called in last week and said they were getting ready to go to the Fat Bike Nationals. And Sean Coffey with Richie, those guys are going to have some – are they going to have guns out there? Let's find out.
Yeah, they're putting a big gun on their new Commando bike.
Right on.
So it'll be interesting to see how that works out. I don't know, Specialized should be, I know Ned and Travis are registered for that race.
Well, and we have the other Fat Bike Nationals coming up here in a couple of weeks at Hayward, Wisconsin.
It seems like that one's going to be a lot better attended.
Well, you know what?
They're pushing 700 people.
Right. And, you know, do you know why they're pushing that many people? Because we're hosting the after party up there at the Sawmill in Sealy. So I think everybody wants to hang out with the fatbike.com guys.
Yes. We got it all. Absolutely. We know how to throw a party.
Well, you know how to throw a party. I'm just an amateur party thrower compared to you, but...
I can hear it in the background.
Hey, right? We only have Tony. You've got
no horseplay in the ball bin.
You've got a whole airport full of people there.
Oh, my God. I just walked up and both my bags are here. Being on the radio is good luck for baggage.
You bet. Cool. Well,
Talk to me while I rent a car now.
Hey, kid, are you getting a Ferrari? Because I understand those are really good in the snow.
I always shoot for a Cadillac, you know.
Long car, shiny and black.
They have butt warmers. Get the right one.
JK is all about warming butts.
Yeah, right.
And Eddie butts.
I'm staying in some ghetto motel, though, I'm telling you.
Is it called?
Like $40 a night.
Wow. You know how to keep the expenses down on the old fatbike.com expense account.
Or you just sleep in the car. And keep your butt warm.
Butt warm.
I don't know. I see the rental car sign.
Go. Rental car, go. So were you able to take the 907 that you borrowed up there? Like, did you shrink it down and put it in your baggage?
No, I had to return it.
Darn.
But, you know, maybe next year I'll be riding a 907. I don't know.
A little early maybe. To say. Maybe. All right, man.
You just don't know. What
could happen? What can we look for? You want to maybe give us a call later in the week when you have time to hang out a little bit, and we'll get something ready for next week.
Sounds good, man. I'll actually be back in town, so I'll be in the studio next week, bro.
Oh, of course, yes. I just thought maybe something interesting would happen in the interim, like Fat Bike Nationals.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Thanks for the warning.
But, you know, they can always go to www.fat-bike.com. Fabulous.
Those guys are fabulous. Oh, wait, they're us.
People are looking at me because I'm talking myself pretty loud in my radio voice. a mom to shoot her children away from me.
Hey, here's a question I got about Alaska. I understand that's a fairly beard heavy place. Did you see some interesting beards up there?
You know, even the musk oxen have beards. And I saw beautiful women, dude. Oh my God.
With beards?
No beards.
Oh.
No beards. I wanted to hide some of them in my beard. You know what I mean?
Know what I'm saying? The thigh loofah is getting lubricated.
Exactly.
Hey, we're listed as explicit on the iTunes podcast thing, so we can say whatever the fuck we want.
All right. Can lay those F-bombs out.
Right.
I'm on a moving
Now you're sounding like Robotron.
All right, guys.
Okay.
So this is who I disorganized Aeropuerto Reporto. This is Doug Gomez from Salt Lake City, signing off.
Thanks very much for taking time just after you got off the plane, man. We'll talk to you very soon. Bye.
Bye. Right.
Bye.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's Weekly Dose of Fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.